Hi folks, and welcome to another edition of Clan Chat. We're up to signing number 14 in what's been a busy few weeks, and this time we're staying on this island for our latest signing. We have defenceman Rhys Cochrane. Rhys has played for Fife Flyers and Sheffield Steel Dogs in the NIHL, but more recently has been gleefully employed at a top supermarket chain. So, with no apology at all for the pun that's about to follow, let's check out what he has to say about his move, with comments to come from head coach Malcolm Cameron. Here's the new number 16, Rhys Cochrane. Rhys Cochrane, welcome to the Glasgow Clan. Good to have you on board. So how much are you enjoying the thought of being an Elite League player again?
Oh, it's great. Obviously, it's been long, this 18 months not been playing hockey, but I'm looking forward to it, getting back on the ice, being around the team again, just having that a different set of boys, but it should be good, hopefully looking for a good season as well.
Now, you haven't played since lockdown, so how has the training been over the last week? We're getting back into it now, some level of normality. You've been working as well, but how is the preparations going for you at least?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been hard, but I think everybody's in the same boat now. It's just trying to get back into that routine and keeping on working and trying to better myself every day.
All you can do. Does it feel like it's been a lost year for you? I mean, you're not the only player who's decided to, for whatever reason, take a year out and do other things before you decided to come back. Does it feel lost?
There is that part of it, but there's always that excitement as well, knowing how close you are to getting back on the ice. So it's just one of them things that you've got to look forward to. But it has been really hard not being playing and not getting that usual the atmosphere with the hockey. It's just not been the same, but I'm looking forward to getting back.
I was going to temper that as well by saying you're 20, 21 years old. You know, you're still young. You realize you're not a player at the tail end of your career where every year you go into might be a last year. You've got plenty of years ahead of you as well.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, anyway, I'm looking to see how long I can go, but hopefully I've got a long career ahead of me. And coming back and going to Glasgow, it looks like it could be a promising year, and hopefully it could set things off from there and progress me as well.
So in that time, have you taken the time to reflect on your career and the path you want to go on from here on in?
Yeah, well, it's one of them things that I always think about since I was young as well. It's you've always wanted to be at the top of your top level of hockey, and it's always something that you think about. So coming to Glasgow, it sounds like a really good opportunity, and I'm looking forward to getting started and obviously being in front of the Glasgow crowd there should help things as well.
Now, a lot of people will remember you from your time at Fife Flyers, of course, but more recently you were with the Sheffield Steel Dogs in season 1920, the season that obviously got aborted because of the pandemic. How did you find the National League level, and how good was it for you as a young player?
Oh, it's great. It's definitely, it has helped me a lot. Sheffield was good. The coaching staff there was Ben Morgan and Greg Wood, they've helped me a lot, and a few of the other boys as well that were in the team that had a bit more experience. They've really helped me progress. Having that year down there was a really good standard. People obviously think that it's not as good as Elite League, but they've got a couple of good imports teams, and they play hard, and it's well thought out and drilled into the teams that play down there that they've got to go hard to win. So they do. They put on a challenge, and you just got to go with it and try your best.
Now, the Steel Dogs played in those two mini competitions through last season, just to obviously get some hockey going. They did very well in that Spring Cup as well. I think they won it with a 100% record, if I remember rightly.
Yeah.
Did you watch any of that? What did you make of the performances in that?
I seen bits and bobs, and they did. They had a lot of experienced players coming down from the Steelers, which helped as well. And they looked really good. They were moving the puck well, they're fast. But I think that's what Morgs and that was looking for. We was looking for a good, obviously, fast pace, strong, moving the puck. And I think they succeeded with what they wanted, and they done really well.
Of course, it helps having Liam Kirk in the team as well. He did so well in that competition.
Jeez, yeah, he's something else, Liam, honestly. He's a good player.
He's a good pal of yours as well, isn't he?
Yeah, I know Liam from GB and stuff. I played with him when we won the gold in Estonia. He was the captain, and he helped us a lot. He's one of them boys that you want to have on your team. He definitely does loads for the boys as well, and he wants the best out of everybody, so he can't complain. He's deserved what he's got getting to go to the NHL, so yeah, he's done really well. Good luck to him.
He certainly has. Now, I remember speaking to you a couple of years ago when I was doing some work for British Ice Hockey, and that was when you went to Sheffield Steel Dogs, and I remember you were talking about the frustration of not getting a lot of ice time at Fife, which was one of the reasons you joined the Steel Dogs. How prepared are you to convince the coach, Malcolm Cameron, that you can do the business for the Clan?
Well, you come into it with every year you want to play, so I'm doing all I can on and off the ice when I get the chance to get on the ice. I've been in the gym all the time. I'm working really hard. I've been getting my friends to help me out as well, so I'm just really looking forward to it, and I hope I can prove my point and make a statement that I am ready to play and progress into that first team and be playing regular shifts.
And of course, just going back to talking about your time at Sheffield, Ben Morgan as well is a guy who's got a lot of respect. How did you find working alongside him as a young player, just looking to learn more about the game and develop your game as you go?
It was good. I started off, we got on really well, and I started off playing with the captain in defence, and then we switched things up and I was playing with Ben for majority of the season, and he helped a lot. He was really vocal. He helped me out, make sure I was doing the right things. He didn't take, he asked all the questions I asked, he had answered them, and it's progressed me and brought me on as far as I needed to be, hopefully to play regular in the Elite League, and he's a really good coach as well.
Our new coach, Malcolm Cameron, has said he loves working with young players. That must be encouraging for you coming into this brand new team and the whole new setup that's going to be.
Yeah, I'm really excited. When I first spoke to him on the phone, he said that, and he said that he'd work with a lot of American and Canadian players that have been in and moved on to the NHL. So sounds promising. Hopefully it's going to help as well. It should help. And I'm looking forward to getting started with him and seeing what he has to offer and what he can do for me.
So are you viewing this as a big opportunity in your career now that you're coming back, you're finding ice time a bit more regularly, you're getting back into practice again, getting back into shape?
Yeah, I'm definitely, it's sort of like I said, it's one of the things that you look forward to. So I'm just so excited, and it should be a good season.
What do you hope to get out of this season in Glasgow then? Winning silverware comes as a stock answer for everybody, but
definitely.
For you personally, are there any goals, anything you want to sort of aim for this year?
Well, obviously silverware, like you said, but I want to get that experience of playing regular minutes, being in these situations that put you under pressure to help you develop, and hopefully, obviously, progress as a player again. Move on further and keep building up my confidence, my knowledge of the game as well, and hopefully get what I deserve, hopefully.
Now we've got Jordan Wesser back on the team. He, of course, played with Fife for the last couple of years, although he's a former Clan player as well. You'll be coming up against your old team, I expect. How much are you looking forward to being on the opposite side when you go to the Old Barn?
Oh, it'll be different, it'll be weird, but... Hopefully, obviously, it's always a good game between Fife and Glasgow. I've been going since I was young as well, so I've watched all the games growing up. I know what the atmosphere's like. I've been on the bench when they've played as well, so I'm definitely, it's one of the ones that I'm looking forward to be back in the Old Barn, and hopefully we get what we deserve and win, but need to wait and see what happens and go with it.
I get a feeling some of the Fifers might have winced when you said that there. Oh dear.
Wow.
The atmosphere in those games is something else. I find it when I'm commentating on them in Glasgow, even been to a few up in Fife as well. The atmosphere in those games seem different to the other games. Do you find that as well?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, it's always a challenge. Like coming when I was with Fife, going to Glasgow was always a challenge, because you've got all the fans and they're always noisy, they're always singing, chanting, they're always doing something just to try put you off your game. So it definitely will be good to have that behind you this time, and hopefully it can help us more than anything else.
Just before we finish, Reece, I want to find out a fun fact about you, something that not a lot of us will know. So what have you got for us?
I'm not too sure. I don't know what.
I don't know. Do you play a musical instrument? Have you been an extra in a film? I don't know.
No, I've nothing really.
No. No. That's one of the boring ones. I know, I'm putting you on the spot a little bit. But let's finish up with a message to the Purple Army. You've played against them often enough. What's it going to be like playing for them? Give us your message to them as they watch.
I'm looking forward to being on the ice in Glasgow. Hopefully you can be as loud and proud as you always are, and can't wait to get started.
It's great to have you. We'll get a fun fact off you at some point. I definitely will speak quite a lot through the course of the season.
Yeah, hopefully.
But thank you for your time. Good to have you on board, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you very much.
Reece Cochran is a young defenseman we're very happy to sign. He has some experience in the league from the 2018-19 season. He's got some upside to his game, sees the ice well, competes hard. And love working with young players that have the ability to gain and improve quickly. I think Reece is going to be one of those types of guys that by Christmas time, everybody will see major improvement, and will be a guy that we can lean on in the future to play big, big minutes for us.
Malcolm Cameron talking about new signing Reece Cochran, who you also heard a little earlier. That's all for now, but as you'll have come to expect, I'll be back with another interview soon. Keep yourselves up to date with the news at the website clanihc.com, as well as our social channels on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at clanihc. Big thank you to Reece, to Malcolm and to you for listening. Keep subscribing and downloading to the Clan Chat podcast. See you soon.